Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. This week, Senator Faber, the new Senate president, has announced positions for the Senate, and Kettering Republican Senator Peggy Lehner will continue serving as chair of the Senate Standing Committee on Education. She joins me here to talk about what's happening in the next year. Thanks for being here today.
I'm glad to be able to be with you.
Tell me, when it comes to education, what are the main priorities that you're going to be looking at as we look at the year ahead?
Well, obviously the number one issue that everyone's going to be looking at is what the governor does, what the governor's proposal is for a new school funding program. You know, when he took office, he decided to just sort of put a temporary funding formula into place, basically holding everyone where they were at the time he took office, and promised that he would come up with a new funding formula as soon as possible. Taken a bit longer than he anticipated. It's terribly complicated, very difficult. Obviously, it's something that if it had been easy to solve, someone would have solved it well before now. So everyone's looking to that with great anticipation.
We know that legislators, their number one priority is going to be the spending blueprint, the budget that's going to be approved in June. What kinds of things are we going to see in regards to education?
Well, I think it all very much depends on the funding formula. I don't anticipate that there's going to be a lot more, if any, additional money appropriated for education. You know, we're all hoping that at the very least it doesn't get cut any further. But, you know, I think if people are looking for any large infusion of money in education spending, they're going to be disappointed because there's no such infusion out there, you know, to be had. So it's going to be more a question of how money is allocated than it is how much is allocated.
There's money that's available for the rainy day fund, as I understand it. Some Democrats and liberal groups are saying, well, we should be spending that money on schools and education. What would be your response to that?
Well, I think it's irresponsible for the state to not have a healthy rainy day fund. That money is there to deal with crises, emergencies that occur. It's the sort of money reserve that you need if you head into another recession. And, you know, there's certainly enough talk out there that that could happen again, depending upon what continues to transpire with the fiscal cliff. So I frankly think it's irresponsible to be spending that money. The last governor allowed that fund to be cut down to 89 cents, and it was a top priority for Governor Kasich to rebuild that into a healthy reserve, and I don't think we're going to see him wanting to disrupt that and go back to emptying out that fund.
A lot of schools in the Miami Valley have been having some trouble fiscally. We have levies that haven't passed, a lot of school budgets being cut, many saying we can't cut anymore. What kind of solutions are you going to be doing at the state level that are going to help these schools make it through these difficult times?
Well, unfortunately, there are not any easy answers to this question. And, you know, I wish I had some. Every local district took a hit in the recession. Frankly, we aren't in a whole lot of better situation right now. So, unfortunately, many, many schools, Huber Heights is one of them, have made all the cuts they can possibly make, short of doing away with extracurriculars and cutting teachers, et cetera. So somehow we have to solve this problem. I think it's time that we maybe look for some new revenue sources. I think there are some opportunities for additional funding at the state through a severance tax on the fracking industry in the eastern half of the state. The governor would like to use that money to lower people's income tax. I think we maybe need to be looking at maybe if it couldn't be better spent helping local communities not have to raise their property taxes. The casinos are going to be starting to produce significant amount of revenue, much of which is appropriated to go to schools. You know, if we're going to make education a priority in the state, which I think it is for this governor, it certainly is for me, then we have got to do something to address this very serious problem of funding. And some of that is you know, making sure we're spending our money the right way. But I'm becoming increasingly convinced that many of our schools have cut as far as they can.
I have been speaking with Senator Peggy Lehner. She's a Republican from Kettering and the chair of the Senate Standing Committee on Education. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Emily.